Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorabai Ram Goldar and Masechus Vachim Daf Lamed Hey, the third parakol psuin. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda said that in Erev Pesach, a cup was filled from blood on the Azara floor from the numerous psachim which had been brought and applied to the Mizbech, so that if any Pesach blood had spilled from its kli, it would be validated. Since Kohanim are reasoning, they're diligent, they're certain to have been mekabel all the blood, but since they act rapidly, some may have spilled from its kli. Although most of the blood on the form may not be fit for the Mizbech, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein dam mevatel dam, blood cannot nullify blood, so even a minute amount of valid blood is qualified to use for its Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda asked the Chachamim who held this blood cannot be used, why then was the Azara plagued on Erev Pesach? They answered, Shevachu b'nei Aaron, shehalchu ad arkupasehen b'dam. It's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood of Karbanos up to their knees. Since it's a liquid, it doesn't constitute a chetzitza from the floor. Since they cannot perform a voda with soiled bigdei kohuna, this was only done when they carried wood to the Mizbech, which is not in a voda. During a voda, they walked upon itzaveh, raised stones in the Azara floor. Point number two, the next mission states that if one shechs a carbon with intent, lechol davar shein darcho lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be placed on the Mizbeach, for example, blood or a murin, lehaktir davar shein darcho lehaktir, or to burn on the Mizbeach that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and he intended this to occur, chutz lezmano or chutz lemkomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because he did not have intentions that were legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. If his intent was to eat something meant to be eaten, or burn something meant to be burned for less than a kazayas, the carbon is valid even if he intended to eat a chatzizayas and burn a chatzizayas. The Mishnah states that if he intended to eat a kazayas, chutz lezmano, or chutz lemkomo, of something neither eaten nor burned, such as ore, hide, bones, horns, the carbon remains valid. Furthermore, one is not liable for eating such items even if the carbon becomes pigel, noser, or tameh. And point number three, Rabbi Lazar said, pigel bezevach, if one had pigel intent about a carbon, nispagel hasholil, the fetus of the carbon also becomes pigel and obligates carbs for eating it. However, but sholil, when nispagel hazevach, if he had pigel intent only about the fetus, the carbon does not become pigel because the sholil is not ordinarily eaten. Similarly, pigel intent to eat a bird's alal, its neck sinu, which is edible, renders even the mora, the crop, pigel, although it's not ordinarily eaten. But intent about the mora would not make the alal pigel. Finally, pigel intent to burn the imurim of parm hanisrafim, bulls which are burned outside Yerushalayim, renders even the parm's meat pigel. But pigel intent to eat the parm's meat does not make the imurim pigel. Ultimately, Rava supports Rabbi Lezer from a mission which states that pigel intent to eat the shalil or shalya, the afterbirth of a carbon, does not make the carbon pigel, and pigel intent to eat the eggs or milk of karbanos also does not make the carbon pigel. It then concludes that one is not liable for eating the eggs or milk of karbanos, which are pigel, implying that one is liable for eating the shalil or shalya of a carbon, which was made pigel. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi Yehuda said that on Erev Pesach, a cup was filled from blood on the Azara floor from the numerous psachim which had been brought and applied to the Mizbech, so that if any Pesach's blood had spilled from its kli, it would be validated. Since Kohanim are reasoning, they're diligent, they're certain to have been mekabel all the blood, but since they act rapidly, some may have spilled from its kli. Although most of the blood on the form may not be fit for the Mizbech, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein dam mevatel dam, blood cannot nullify blood, so even a minute amount of valid blood is qualified to use for its Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda asked the Chachamim who held this blood cannot be used, why then was the Azara plagued on Erev Pesach? They answered, Shevachu b'nei Aaron, shehalchu ad arkupasehen b'dam. It's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood of Karbanos up to their knees. Since it's a liquid, it doesn't constitute a chetzitza from the floor. Since they cannot perform a voda with soiled bigdei kohuna, this was only done when they carried wood to the Mizbech, which is not in a voda. During a voda, they walked upon itzaveh, raised stones in the Azara floor. Point number two, the next mission states that if one shechs a carbon with intent, lechol davar shein darcho lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be placed on the Mizbeach, for example, blood or a murin, lehaktir davar shein darcho lehaktir, or to burn on the Mizbeach that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and he intended this to occur, chutz lezmano or chutz lemkomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because he did not have intentions that were legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. If his intent was to eat something meant to be eaten, or burn something meant to be burned for less than a kazayas, the carbon is valid even if he intended to eat a chatzizayas and burn a chatzizayas. The Mishnah states that if he intended to eat a kazayas, chutz lezmano, or chutz lemkomo, of something neither eaten nor burned, such as ore, hide, bones, horns, the carbon remains valid. Furthermore, one is not liable for eating such items even if the carbon becomes pigel, noser, or tameh. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar said, Pigol Mezevach, if one had Pigol intent about a carbon, Nispagel HaSholiot, the fetus of the carbon also becomes Pigol and obligates Karz for eating it. However, but Shalil, when Nispagel HaZevach, if he had Pigol intent only about the fetus, the carbon does not become Pigol because the Shalil is not ordinarily eaten. Similarly, Pigol intent to eat a bird's alal, its neck sinu, which is edible, renders even the mora, the crop, Pigol, although it's not ordinarily eaten. But intent about the mora would not make the alal Pigol. Finally, Pigol intent to burn the imurim of parm hanisrafim, bulls which are burned outside Yerushalayim, renders even the parm's meat Pigol, but Pigol intent to eat the parm's meat does not make the imurim Pigol. Ultimately, Rava supports Rabbi Elazar from a mission which states that Pigol intent to eat the shalil or shalya, the afterbirth of a carbon, does not make the carbon Pigol, and Pigol intent to eat the eggs or milk of karbanas also does not make the carbon Pigol. It then concludes that one is not liable for eating the eggs or milk of karbanas, which are Pigol, implying that one is liable for eating the shalil or shalya of a carbon, which was made Pigol. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed hey, and our standard siman is a children's choir singing la la la. So here we go. As the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutz lezmanu duet with intent to eat the blood which isn't typically eaten, with another boy dressed up as a sheep who harmonized that he was Pigol and his little fetus was too. So once again, it's a motion. As the Zvachim children's choir, that must mean we're in Dav, Lamed Hey, la, la, la. As the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood, up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda asked the Chochamim who held that blood spilled from the Kli Shaaretz Erev Pesach could not be applied to the Mizbeach, why then was the Azara plugged on Erev Pesach? They answered, Shevachu b'nei Aaron, it's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood of Karbanas up to their knees. Since it's a liquid, it doesn't constitute a chetzitza from the floor. Since they cannot perform a voda with soiled bigde kahuna, this is only done when they carried wood to the Mizbeach, which is not an avoda. During avoda, they walked on itzvei, raised stones in the Azara floor. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutz lezmanu duet with intent to eat the blood, which isn't typically eaten, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon with intent, l'echol davar shein darko l'echol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be placed on the Mizbeach, for example, blood or imurim, l'haktir davar shein darko l'haktir, or to burn on the Mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and he intended this to occur chutz lezmanu or chutz mkomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because he didn't have intentions that were legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutz lezmanu duet with intent to eat the blood which isn't typically eaten, with another boy dressed up as a sheep who harmonized that he was Pigol and his little fetus was too, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, Pigol bezevach, if one had Pigol intent about a carbon, nispagel hashalil, the fetus of the carbon also becomes Pigol and obligates Karis for eating it. However, b'shalil, when nispagel hazevach, if he had Pigol intent only about the fetus, the carbon does not become Pigol because the shalil is not ordinarily eaten. So once again, as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutz lezmanu duet with intent to eat the blood, which isn't typically eaten, with another boy dressed up as a sheep who harmonized that he was Pigol and his little fetus was too. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the similar Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be more Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping half kazais of chutz lezmanu, which reminds us, if one first intended to consume a half size chutz lezmanu, then intended to consume a half zayis chutz l'mkomo, and finally intended another half zayis chutz l'zmano. Rava says, v'yikatz k'yoshina pigol. The pigol is awakened like one who is sleeping, meaning the first chatzi zayis of chutz l'zmano, which originally joined the chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo to disqualify the carbon without making a pigol, is able to join with the second chatzi zayis of chutz l'zmano to create a full pigol, as if awakening from sleep, and the chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkomo is not significant enough to prevent the pigol. Rav Habnuna holds otherwise. So the judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping half kazais of chutz lezmanu, informed the Kohanim present that a dog and fire are called achilos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether intent for dogs or fire to consume the carbon chutz lezmanu is pigol. So the judge called in to rule on the case of the sleeping Hefka's eyes of Chutzlis Mano, informed the Kohanim present that a dog and fire are called Achilos, and brought along his Kedei Achilos press watch for the Kohen who was thinking about the Mizbeach eating very slowly tomorrow. Which reminds us, Rava asks if one intended for Kazayas to be eaten, b'yes mechdei achilas pras, in longer than enough time to eat half a loaf of bread, does this make pigel? Do we compare human consumption to the consumption of the mizbeach, since they're compared in the pasuk, which has no limit of kedei achilas pras, or do we compare it to achilas hedyot, a commoner's consumption, limiting it to kedei achilas pras? Daf Lamed Beis, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Beis is a lab, so here goes. The Tzar lab scientist, that must be more on Daf Lamed Beis, lab. The Tzar lab scientist, who was excited to shech the carbon l'chadchila, which reminds us, the third parak begins on the previous Daf, kol psum sheshchatu, anyone disqualified from performing a vote who shechted, the shechita is valid, because shechita is valid when performed by Tzarim, women slaves, and tummy people, even for kachikachim, provided the tameim do not touch the meat. Therefore, they can invalidate a carbon with machshava, such as chutzlis mano, during shechita. So the Tzar lab scientist, who was excited to shech the carbon, l'chadchila, saw that his colleague who installed the tumah detector in the Azara, so that if any part of a tummy person entered, he would get a malchus, which reminds us, Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, tummy shehiknis yadu lifnim loka, a tummy person who put his hands into the Azara receives malchus, because the pasuk says about a tummy woman, she may not touch anything sacred, and she may not enter the mikdash, malkish bi'al negiyah. This pasuk compares entering the mikdash to touching kadshim. Manegia b'miksas shmanegia, just as partial touching is considered touching, since normally one touches without his entire body, af bia b'miksas shma bia. So too, partial entry is considered entry. Therefore, if any part of a tummy person's body enters the mikdash, he incurs malchus for entering the mikdash as a tummy. So the Tzar lab scientist, who was excited to shech the carbon, l'chadchila, saw that his colleague who installed the tumah detector in the Azara so that if any part of the tummy person entered, he would get malchus, was confounded when a metzora, balkeri tvul yom, extended his hand in for the blood of the Hashem, and the censer didn't go off. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, if bia b'miksas shma bia, how will the metzora tvul yom extend his hand into the Azara for the blood of his Hashem and oil to be placed onto his thumb in order that he should be able to bring a carbon pesach? Since partially entering the Azara is also an aseh, sheish bo karas, it should not be overridden to facilitate bringing a pesach. Well, I answered that a metzora is different. However, hutu etzarasa, hutu akirio. Since he became permitted to extend his thumbs into the Azara, despite his tzaras, he's allowed to do so despite his tumas keri. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate, that must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate, who was banished from the ship because he had saras, and told that he could not extend his hands into the Azar to do smicha on his Hashem, since it requires kol kocho with most of his body, which reminds the Gemara discusses why a Matzor cannot extend his hands into the Azar to do smicha on his Hashem. Rav Yosef answers, kol somech rosh v'ruba machnis, whoever performs smicha must bring his head and most of his body into the Azara. This is because smicha requires kol kocho, all his strength, which cannot be done without most of his body. So the peg-leg pirate, who was banished from the ship because he had saras, and told that he could not extend his hands into the Azar to do smicha on his Hashem, since it requires kol kocho with most of his body, and that there's a gezer from entering for smicha, since he might take extra steps, which would incur malchus, which reminds us, the Gemara then asks, if the smicha of an Hashem Metzor is required midaraisa, and the law requiring techev l'smicha shchita, that the shchita should immediately follow the smicha, is also midaraisa, then leo v'lismo chohedya, the Metzor should enter the Azara and do smicha outright, since the Torah dictates it. Ravada Bar Masna answers, gezer shen yarbe b'psios, there's a rabbinical decree prohibiting him from entering for smicha out of a concern that perhaps he'll take extra steps in the Azara, which would incur karas. So the peg-leg pirate, who was banished from the ship because he had saras, and told that he could not extend his hands into the Azar to do smicha on his Hashem, since it requires kol kocho with most of his body, and that there's a gezer from entering for smicha, since he might take extra steps, which would incur malchus, was glad he wasn't the tummy pirate he passed, who was getting malchus for touching food. Which reminds us, the Gemara says, tummy shenaga b'kodesh, if a tummy person touch kachim foods, Reish Lakish says he receives malchus because the pasuk says, but kol kodesh hosiga, he shall not touch any sacred food. Rabbi Yochanan says he does not receive malchus, explaining that this pasuk refers to touching truma. Daf Lamed Daled, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The tummy person who ate kachim meat before his riku climbed the ladder, a ladder. That must mean we're on Daf Lama Dalit. The tummy person who ate kachin meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate kachin before Zrika was pater, which reminds us, Gemara discusses a tummy who eats kachin before Zrika versus a tar who eats tummy kachin before Zrika. So the tummy person who ate kachin meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate tummy kachin before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasu who did kabal and Zrika did not render the remaining blood shirayim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, pasu mal shiyasi shirayim, does a disqualified person who is makabal and then zorak blood render the animal's remaining blood remnants, which cannot be used for a valid Zrika? Rabbi Yochanan answered that the only invalid Zrika which makes the remaining blood shirayim is one with an intent of chutz lezmano or chutz mkomo, which is considered Zrika for affecting pigul. So, the tummy person who ate kachin meat before Zrika, who climbed the ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tower who ate tummy kachin before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasu who did kabal and Zrika did not render the remaining blood shirayim, and that a kashu who did kabal and then put the kli in his left hand simply returned to his right hand, since kosher biyado lavidichui, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Lamabes Amud Aleph taught that if a kosher person was mekabel the blood and handed it to a pasu or to his left hand or poured it into a kli chol, a non-sacred vessel, or it spilled on the floor, it's returned to its place to perform zrika. The Gemara says that the blood should become dichui, rejected by being in an invalid state, and remain permanently disqualified from zrika. Ravashi answers, kosher biyado lahavidichui, any disqualification which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. This is proven from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan who ascribes to the principle of permanent dichui, still holds the received blood which spilled onto the floor may be gathered up and used for zrika. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to discuss what the din is if one said lachasos instead of tumuris ola, tumuris shlamim? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn about parts of the karbanos which cannot make pigul but become pigul together with the carbon, such as the shalil, the fetus of the carbon? That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss the din of a tummy who eats kachim meat before Zrika versus a tahor who eats tummy kachim before Zrika? That's on daf. Lamed dalet. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you know that shechita ba'ezar and other psulim is valid even l'chadchila? That's on daf. Lamed beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss a tummy person who touches kachim foods? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have in Malkokas where the din pigul applies when one has intent to eat something not meant to be eaten? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have in the Bia B'mixas Shema Bia that partial entry into the Azara is considered entry? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss why Matsura cannot extend his hands into the Azara to do smicha on his Asham? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that the Azor was plugged as a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in the blood of Karbanas up to their knees? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we have Machokas if the order of Machshavas matters between Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Mkomo? That's on daf. Chavtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.